And the pasuk continues, Shlishi, Vayomer Moshe el Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe said to the Bnei Yisrael, Ru'u, see, Kara Hashem b'shem. Hashem called by name to do his work. Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur lamata Yehuda. Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, from Shevet Yehuda. Vayamale oisei ruach l'kim. And Hashem filled him up with the Spirit of God, b'chachma, to learn from other people, uvisvuna, and to be maven davar mitech davar, to take what he learned from other people and understand by himself different things. Uvidas, and through Ruach HaKodesh, uvachol melacha, to do all work. V'lachshev machashavos, to do maasei choshev, a weaving on one side would have one picture, and on the other side would have a different picture. Lasei bazov v'kesev v'nachoshes, to work with gold, silver, and copper. Uvacharoshes even, to be a stone expert. Lemalos, to fill up the settings. The stones should fill up the settings. Uvacharoshes eight, and to be a carpenter of wood. Lasis b'chol meleches machshavas, to do all meleches machshavas, which, like Rashi explains again, means maasei choshev. Ulaharitz nasan b'libay, and to teach he gave in his heart. Sometimes you have a person that is a very capable person but cannot teach. Bezalel and Aliyah had this talent to also teach. Hu v'Aliyah ben Achisamach l'matei Don. Him, Bezalel, together with Aliyah, the son of Achisamach from Shevet Don. And Rashi explains over here that we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not differentiate between a nobleman and a poor person. Bezalel was from the greatest Shevet, Shevet Yehuda. And Aliyah was from Shevet Don, who was from the children of Bila, who was a slave, who was a maid. And the Torah put them together to show, Lainikar Shua Lifnei Dol, a nobleman is not any different than a poor person. Mile Oisam Chochmas Lev, he filled them up with wisdom of the heart. Lasois Kol Meleches Chorosh, to do every expert type of work. V'choshev V'roikim, and to do Masei Choshev, different pictures on each side. V'roikim, and a weaving that has the same picture on both sides. Batchelas v'argomon b'telas hashoni uvashesh ve'orig, and also weaving. Oisei kol melacha v'choshve machshaves, to do all melacha v'choshve machshaves. Rashi seems to learn lachshev machshaves means maasei choshev, different weavings, different pictures on each side. It is interesting that the pasuk mentions it so many times in pasuk lamed beis, in pasuk lamed gimel, in pasuk lamed hey twice. Chorosh v'choshev, and oisei kol melacha v'choshve machashavos. It is also interesting that the trop seems to differentiate between choshev and roikem. In the meaning of the pasuk, choshev v'roikem batcheles uvagomim mitalas shoni v'sheish v'oireg, all goes together. But the trop is a segol on choshev and a gershaim on roikem, as if to separate the two. They should really go together. A similar point we find also in Parshas Pekudei. In the beginning of Parshas Pekudei, the pasuk says, "Perik lamed ches pasuk chaf gimel." V'ita aliyah ben achisamach lamatei don chorosh v'choshev v'roikem batcheles uvaragomen uvisalashoni uvashesh. Over there also choshev v'roikem should go together, but there is an esnachta, which is a separation on the word choshev, and then starts roikem batcheles uvaragomen. Why does the trop not seem to go with the meaning of the pasuk? Ve'osa Bezalel, and Bezalel should do ve'aliyav together with aliyav. The pasuk over here ve'osa means a tzivoy. Bezalel and aliyav should do. It cannot mean ve'osa Bezalel aliyav and Bezalel and aliyav did, because in pasuk beis Moshe calls Bezalel and aliyav and tells them to take all the materials. So they obviously didn't do it yet. Therefore, the pshat ve'osa Bezalel aliyav means Bezalel and aliyav should do, and that is the way Rashi in Masechta Makis Daf Yud Beis learns this pasuk. V'osa Bezalel Aliyav, and Bezalel and Aliyav should do. V'chol ish chacham lev, and every ish that has wisdom in his heart. Asher nosen Hashem chochma tfuna behema, that Hashem gave chochma and tfuna in them. Lodas lasais es kol melechas avodas hakodesh, to know how to do all the holy work. L'chol asher tzivo Hashem, they should do everything that Hashem commanded. Vayikra Moshe el Bezalel ve'el Aliyav, and Moshe called to Bezalel and call to Aliyav, they'll call ish chacham lev, and to every person who is wise-hearted, asher nosan Hashem chochma v'libay, that Hashem gave wisdom in his heart. Korel asher nosan libay l'korvot l'malacha lasei seisa, anybody whose heart was inspired to come close to do malacha. Vayikru, and they took me l'fnei Moshe, and they took before Moshe es kol hatruma asher aviyu b'nei Yisrael, all the donations that the b'nei Yisrael brought l'malechas avodis hakodesh lasei seisa, for the work of making the Mishkan. And they brought donations every morning. And all the wise people that were making the holy vessels and the holy Mishkan, they came, each one from the job that they were doing. And they said to Moshe, saying, they're bringing too much from that which what is necessary for doing the work that Hashem is commanding to do it. We have too much material. And Moshe commanded, and he proclaimed in the camp, Lamer, saying, and man and women should not do any more malacha of bringing the trumas hakodesh, donations for the kodesh. And the nation stopped bringing. And the work of bringing was sufficient for all the work that was necessary to make the Mishkan, to do it. And there was even extra.
Zot Rashi, Pasuk Lamed, Chur, Bino Shel Miriam Hoya. Chur was the son of Miriam. Kasha is obvious. Why does Rashi have to keep on repeating that Chur was the son of Miriam? Rashi, in Parshas Beshalach, at the end of Parshas Beshalach, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud, Rashi says, Chur bino shel Miriam haya. And Rashi in Mishpatim at the end also says, in Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, that Chur was the son of Miriam, bino shel Miriam haya. So why does Rashi repeat it again over here? Because Rashi was bothered by the Lashon HaPasuk, Ru'u Kara Hashem B'Shem, see that Hashem was the one who chose Bezalel. Why is the Pasuk stressing that Hashem chose Bezalel? Because Moshe was afraid that he would be charged with nepotism. Since Bezalel was the grandson of Chur, and Chur was the son of Miriam, which makes Bezalel the great nephew of Moshe. Moshe was afraid that people might say that because Bezalel was his relative, that's why he was chosen to build the Mishkan. That's why the Pasuk says, Ru'u kara Hashem b'shem. It is not my choice, it is Hashem's choice. And that's why Rashi stresses who Bezalel was. Bezalel, the son of Chur, who was the son of Miriam, Moshe's sister. And Rashi continues, Va'aliyov. Mishevet Dan min hayerudim shebishvatim. He was from Shevet Dan, from the lowest of the Shvatim. Mibnei hashvachos, from the children of the Shvachos. Dan was the son of Bila. Vishveu hamakom lebetzalel lemelechus hamishkan. And the pasuk compares him to Bezalel in the work of the Mishkan. Vehu migdalei hashvatim. And Bezalel was from Shevet Yehuda, which was from the great ones of the Shvatim. Lekayim asher nemar in Iyuv. V'leinikar shu alef nedol. There is no difference between the nobleman and the poor person. Midei ha'avoida, yoseh migdei tzarech ha'avoida. More than they needed to do the work. Vayikolei lashemaniyah. It means that they refrained from bringing more donations. V'amalocha ha'isadayim l'chol ha'malocha. There are two words malocha in the pasuk. Rashi says the two words are referring to two different things. U'meleches ha'avo. And the malacha of bringing hoisa dayim shel oisei hamalacha was sufficient for the workers lachol hamalacha shel mishkan, for all the work of the mishkan lasis oisa to do it ulahoiser, and was more. The first time the pasuk says v'hamalacha, it is referring to the malacha of bringing the donations, and the second time is for the malacha of making all the vessels. V'hoiser, what does v'hoiser mean? V'hoiser is not a tzivoy, a command, leave over. Just like v'hachbed and v'hakois is not a command, v'hoiser is not a command, but rather it means ula hoiser, and there were leftover donations from the Mishkan.